Purim. Purim is a time with a lot of many, many different hagoshes. There's time in Purim to mizbein on things one wouldn't think about all year. Really things that are leila. I want to start with a chazal, the Gemara. It says, Tana Rabbana, Kishachol Reb Yosef ben Kisma. Reb Yosef ben Kisma was sick. Halach Reb Chanina ben Tradyan Levakrei. So Reb Chanina ben Tradyan went to visit him back a chayla. Yosef ben Kisma saw Reb Chanina, and he told him, Amaloi, Chanina achi. Chanina said it was the time of the Roman Xeris, and it was something which Reb Chanina ben Tradyan used to gather together people and teach them. Befahesia. Amaloi Chanina achi. Don't you understand that Rome and Hashemayim, they're ruling the world? Don't you understand that Rome is today the nation that's meant to rule the world and has the total shlita? I heard that you're standing in the middle of Rome or wherever it was Bifahesia and Darshning, the Sefer Nachay Kecha. Amaloi, so he told me, Neshamayim Rachmu, they wish that helpful. Amaloi, so Rizikis told him, Ani Oimelech Odvarim Shal Tam. I'm telling you things that make a lot of sense. Vatayimli Menashamayim Rachmu, Tam Ani, Imlo Yisfa Yischa Vesefer Torah Veish. He said, I wonder if they won't burn you together with Sefer Torah in a fire, which happened, that's what we say in Nasar Ruga Malchus. Amaloi, so Chanan Tadin asked him, Rebbe, Mani l'chai olam haba? Do you think I have olam haba? Amaloi, so he asked him, Klum ma'isa bal yotcha? Do you have any schusim? He was sitting and learning and teaching Torah Barabim, which was open for death sentence. Whatever the reason Kisma held, not like that, but do I have a schus? So he asked him, Klum ma'isa bal yotcha? Amaloi, so he told him, Moshal purim nischalfli moshal tztaka, v'chalaktim lanir. I had Moshe Purim with Moshe Tztaka, and I gave it to Aniyim. Amala says, "Kisad imkein mechalke yechalkim golchi garali." And kachave he was burned together with Sefer Torah. The Gemara is meraps in Igra. I mean, what was the ma'isa? So the ma'isa was a generosity. You know, he had how much money is the Sudas Purim? He had $100. With $100 at Tztaka, and he said it'll all go for Tztaka. So $100 out for Tztaka. It was the Gemara's before his mashma was an emunis. It was an erlichkeit that a suffix. Beseda, mimonefshach. If he's chayiv misa for doing what he did, what else he can say? So this schus is the schus that's going to make the difference. And he's saying chalki chalki mani to be ben olam haba. The Gemara is astounding. So. I'll say over what the Maral says, and I'll explain it. The Maral says it metumtzes a little bit, and it really demands a little bit of erichus. The Maral says that most stocker is mufka from olam hazeh. In other words, the needs of an ani are needs. Nothing in it is there to enjoy olam hazeh. It's not shayach olam hazeh. Purim, Sudas Purim is kul olam hazeh and only olam hazeh, and no taruvis of anything else. And b'meila, the fact that this chalif, something that's totally gashmi, totally ruchni, and he gave it all for ruchni, that's where he's coming from. I want to be mazbedrav on what he means over here. We have plenty of inyanim. We have plenty of inyanim in Torah that are inyanim of Gashmias. Suda Shabbos, Suda Yontif. Same din as Suda. So what's the Yichud of Suda Purim? Of all the mitzvahs, the Suda Purim, he said, is something. Well, what about a Suda Shabbos, Suda Yontif? So the Hezbollah is like this. In every inyan, in every mitzvah, sukkah, Suda Shabbos, Yontiv, Chayin Hala, all those inyanim that require that, eating shlamim. The pshat's like this. There's a covering of gashmias, and as ruchnis bifnim. So a person is supposed to sit and eat Shabbos Yontif, to be mechabed Shabbos, to be mechabed Yontif. It's a covet for Shabbos, it's a covet. With the inyanim of the suda, it's a chetimtza. A person is in a good mood. A person is beroy mesaruach. So a person is able to pravid yontif pravid Shabbos leishud. In other words, the world of maisa mitzvahs, they all contain two parts of themselves. They contain a chelik that's a chetimtze, and a chelik that is the matara. There's a klipa and a toich. So the Shabbos has in itself the physical oinig, which is a chetimtze for deeper oinig, and so on. And that's true of all ma'ase mitzvahs that have that genre of ma'ase mitzvahs. Sudas Purim doesn't come connected. It's not a Suda of the Yom. It's a Suda L'Shem Suda. And the Pshat is, a person is, in the Tainug itself, in other words, the person is supposed to feel the Tam Mitzvah in the Tainug, not a Chetim Tzedek, but the thing itself. It's a Darga that Be'etzim we don't have. It's a Darga that's not Shaykh to us. We're in the world of Mitoich Shaloi Lishma Bo Lishma means that every Maisa Mitzvah that includes in itself a physical element, the physical element is a chetimtza to bring him to something. Like we saw this morning with Skolos in the Mitzvahs and so on. Purim is the pshat where a person can be misaneg a tainug, and if he's zeche to it, the tainug itself is kulei mitzvah. Let's give a mashal to it. Let's understand the godless of the ma'isa. We give tzedakah. So everyone thinks he's doing the right thing. Everyone has some hano. I'm doing the right thing. I'm helping somebody. It's good and so on and so forth. But the etzem pool is a pool of giving to somebody. So I'm losing something. It's hard. It's difficult. It's an annoyance. Whatever it is. But there's a mitoch shalishma bo lishma. There's something in it that's good. I appreciate it. I understand it. But that somebody should come to a darga where the tainug of tzedakah and the tainug of Purim is hainu hach, this chalfalei mois Purim and is chalfalei with mois tzedakah, that the total indulgence and the total giving is the same tainug. It's the pshat that Reb Chananya ben Tradion was shayach to an olam habadik mahalach. The yisoid of the machloikis here was Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, like everyone else in the world, is shayach to mahalach of this world of olam hazeh. Roim is the malchus. It was the shom esachekes loy. It was the malchus that was dominates. And there's an hoga. It's called lechicha biad yavarzam. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be mezgar with Rosh Hashanah Mesachek Esloi. In this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu framed it in a way that there's Shoah Mesachek Esloi and there's Malchias, and we have to bend under the waves. That's them. And that's why you have tainus from Chanan ben Tradion. And that's why you told Chanan ben Tradion that it's you know, Taman Yerlecho. So you asked him, tell me if I'm a Ben Olam Haba or not. Give me a proba to see if I'm shayach to this type of anhoga, where I'm shayach, where I'm mufka from Nagam Hazeh. So he told him, give me a maisa, there'll be a simen. And the maisa was, when it's nischalef loy, mois tzedakah, and mois purim, then the pshat is, if it's no difference to you, the money that you gave to the money that you're eating, it's nischalef loy, then you're a ben olam haba. And adarabe, mechelkecha yechelki, that is not hug as appropriate. If you learn up the sugya there, I mean the oimek, it says that what was the avera that caused it? Why? So Rabbi Yossi Kissin pointed to this maisa. The Gemara has two oifanim. One is that it was Isaac in Torah and not in Chesed. And even though it was Isaac in Chesed, but not enough, it says. In other words, he was kol kule shayach to the pnim. He had no shayach with. And the second pshat is that it was hoigesh shem bo yisav. In other words, in this world, but bezman hazeh, that's olam hazeh and zman hazeh is the same. The olam haba is the zman haba. In olam hazeh, there's no the higui shem bo yisav is sort of taking it naked, without a cover. We don't have that hanaga. We're not hoigeshem. And the Gemara says, why? So why did he do it? The Gemara says he taught the Talmidim. So the Gemara says, so he did right. So the Gemara says, but it was for hesyadik. In other words, the mahalach was shaykh Reb Chaim ben Trabzon, but because it was begoli, that's where it began. The Gemara finishes, and the Gemara says that as he was dying, his Talmidim asked him, what do you see? So Chanan Matan said, he sees Oisius Parchis Be'avia. In other words, the Darga of Oisius don't need the Gvil to be on. That was his Darga. So the Pshat of Chanan Ben Tradin is Shayach to a world that is Olam Habaduk, which means it's past the need for having hechatimtzis to get to it, and the thing itself, the tainug itself, the metzias has a ruchnistik metzias is a metzias shalatzmai. If you take a look, Reb Chaim ben Tradin doesn't have many mamorim in not much Torah from him, but some of the inyanim incredible that if you see the kav of Reb Chaim ben Tradin. It says he used to have two Mishnayos. One Mishnah was that he used to answer Baruch Shem Kod Malchusoi after the Brachas. Pamachas, it says somebody was Allah, it was a Tainis, it's a Mishnah Tainis, and he had them answer instead of Amin Baruch Shem Kod Malchusoi, and they told him Lenog Kein Elon Shara Mizrach in the Bayis. That's because they used to say Shem Hashem, B'Shem Yosef, they had to say Baruch Shem Kod Malchusoi. Another makom, it says that he used Chatzotzes and Shofars together in Hoshana, and they told him it's only Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, Harir B'Chatzotzes and B'Shofar, Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, it's only when it's Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. In other words, his Hanhaga was Hanhaga that was Shayach only to the world that's kol kuloi lifnei Hashem, lifnei Havaya. It's also interesting, the word shchina, shruya, the word shchina doesn't appear in Mishnayos. There's one, maybe Gerson Sanhedrin. The only place where shchina appears is Reb Chananya ben Tradin's Maim and Ovis, that shnayim sheyoshvu divrei Torah b'neihem, shchina shruya. That was his darga of where he was. So Purim is a zman. It's we look at Purim with a certain pchisus, with a certain zilzel, that okay, it doesn't have the ruchnistic trappings of Yontif, because so we kind of move it away a bit and make it sort of chulndik because of that. The emes is the other way around. The only metzias that we have of a gilui of tanugim without kalim, without the need for it, the only day it's shayach is Purim. Certainly a person has to be shayach to it. Certainly a person has to focus on it. But if a person understands that the tanug, that to be besimcha itself, is what it is to be a yid. That a person is happy with shalayasani goy alone. That's it. The fact that all year round we deal with mitzvahs that bring us to a higher darga. But the atzmius of simcha that a person is besimcha because he is a yid. The atzmius of tainug, because a person is misaneg al Hashem, that shayach to Purim. I want to finish with an extraordinary inyan. It says, the mokum, the asra of Chanai ben Tradyan was Sichnin, different places, same thing. And it says, the Gemara says, the Gemara Sanhedrin, it says, Haloichacha bezn yofa, tzedek tzedek tzedek, halacha bezn yofa. And so there's a list of botedinim that who was the. And it says, Haloichacha Reb Chananya in Sichnin. What was the place of Sichni like? What was the mokum? What was the yichud of the mokum? Rashi says in Azinu, Vayanikeyu dvash misela, Maise be'echad shom aloy besichni. Somebody told his son in Sichni, Haveli k'tzias menachovis. Go bring me some figs. I have a vat full of figs. Bring me one. Halach u'motza dvash tzof al piyo. He opened up the box. It was honey. Amalei told his father, Zushal dvashi. It's honey. It's not. Amalei told him, Hashka yotcha letoicha v'tamalek zintoicha. If you dig down on the bottom, you'll find the ktzias. In other words, the ktzias are like a timtze for dvash. There is no dvash except from ktzias. Kfar Sichni was a place where the dvash had already lifted itself up and become its own metzias. You have to dig deep to find the metzias where it came from. That is an olam habadika and haga. We're talking about things that are so way beyond us that even talking about it is almost a chilla kodesh. It's almost like you can't be haga by says if you can't. These are things also that are beyond and beyond and beyond. But to know that there was a metzias that in Klal Yisrael, the Yechidei Skula, the Reb Chananya ben Tradyan in Klal Yisrael, were toyim in the time that they were toyim in Sudas Purim, was that time of the dvash that no longer needed ktzias, the time of somebody who could be hoyge shem without the kisui of the nikra instead of the nichtav. The time of someone that more stocker, so that meant every time he gave a pruted stocker, it was the same tainug as when he was indulging in Sudas Purim. The Olam Haba, the Mahalchim of Olam Haba, by Chazal giving us a metzias of a suda, only as a suda, and without anything around it, is meant to be meramez at halachically it's a step down, it's mutar b'mlocha and they weren't makabel mlocha and all these inyanim, but there's a meramez, but the remez in it is that there's a world to come where tainug in its most pasha to oifin is going to be the lishma is going to be floating on the surface. It's a world where past the metoich shalei lishma, past the hechetimtzes, past the gvil, the oises we purchase in the ave without the gvil, that's the world of Lasid Lovay, that's the world of Rechanai Metradion, that's the world that's gonus in Sudas Purim. Thanks.